Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, actually, that's not
70.
It. 70 was
pretty
70.
Sure it was 70.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
That's
right.
And
right,
I would know
right,
that
right.
Because...
I was working at POP.
Well, I was working at the A&P in Old Lyme.
Okay.
Which was my only gainful employment outside of this business. And so I have a warm spot in my heart for Old Lyme, and it's a pleasure to bring in their first select woman, Bonnie Riemsnyder. Bonnie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good. How are you? It's a gourgeous day out here in Old Lyme.
Oh, of course.
Yes, the A&P no longer in Old Lyme. There's a different grocery store there now. You've been first select woman for a while there. You've been on the board of selectmen for a while. And it's such a nice, quiet, fun community. Yeah. Summertime, the population obviously goes up. Oof. But it really is kind of a, I want to say regal is the right word, but it's got a different feel than a lot of other shoreline communities.
I agree. There's a certain piece about Old Lyme. When people arrive, they feel really good about being in the area. Of course, our town hall is right on Lyme Street, which is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Good to get out for a walk, that sort of thing. And we have the beaches that people really enjoy and the river. So we're nicely situated. It's a beautiful town.
Hey, does the former senator live there, Chris Dodd? Is he still there? He had a house, I thought, in Old Lyme.
He used to have a house here on Lyme Street.
Oh, he's gone to Hollywood.
And Governor O'Neill used to have a house here in Old Lyme. Senator Murphy and his family had a home in Hawk's Nest. So we have many people that have discovered Old Lyme and summered here.
For good reason.
How has the population changed in Old Lyme? Is it still what it is when you first took over?
Actually, it's hovered right around 7,500. It's been as high as 7,600. It's down to about 7,500 now. So it's remained about the same. And, of course, in the summertime, it about doubles.
Right, because as you said, there's beautiful beaches and great
exactly.
and great communities there and the like.
Right.
Industry in Old Lyme, there's not a lot, so I would guess most of the people there have to leave town to go to work, and it's good that the Baldwin Bridge is four lanes wide.
Yeah.
So there are people that actually work in Old Lyme. We have a little industrial park off of Exit 71. Of course, we have our commercial area, and we have some residents who run businesses right here on Hall Street, Halls Road, and many people that work at the Florence Griswold Museum are from the community. So so it's a mix, but yeah, a lot of people have to go up Route 9 or go into New Haven.
Wow. And then, of course, there's 95, which on weekends is really fun to drive.
Well, driving may not be what you call it. It may be kind of
parking, yeah.
Going along or parking. But I think it's something that those of us who live in areas that a lot of people are coming to or trying to get through, we get used to it. Sometimes it's frustrating, but I think that you just make your plans around it.
And there are people who know ways around, so
exactly.
There you go. You know, you can get there from here. But I mean, you know, the whole thing is, too, and I think it's a lot of towns along the shore and elsewhere kind of want to maintain, and Old Lyme is just a wonderful town, as you were mentioning, Main Street.
I agree.
But, there is that urge to develop to a degree, although I think a lot of towns really are careful to protect that heritage.
Yes. I would say that Old Lyme is very careful about protecting it. Right now we have a Halls Road Improvements Committee, and Halls Road is our commercial district. It's where the grocery store is, used to be the A&P. And we want to make sure that that thrives, but it doesn't mean that we want to develop it so much that it changes the character of Old Lyme. So we're always very cautious about how we go about making sure that we're keeping up with change without changing things.
Talking to Bonnie Riemsnyder, she's the First Look woman of Old Lyme. We'd be remiss in our job as host to ask you if you have anything to add about your resignation with the Connecticut Port Authority. And I just want to know, do you feel like you were being scapegoated?
You know, I was asked by the governor to resign because of a situation. I know that I did nothing wrong and was careful when this issue came up. This was 2 years ago when I was just a member on the board and I recused myself from the decision making. And I know I worked very hard on the Connecticut Port Authority because it's important for our region, and that's why I worked so hard. We'll see where it goes, but I hold my head high because I was committed to the organization.
This is about
and
the
I
money.
I don't want that to distract what the Port Authority has to do.
Good for you. And there's a lot that has to be done. Scott Basicor is gone, too. I mean, the whole thing, was this about the $3,000 paid to your daughter? Is that what this was about?
I don't think it was just about that. That really was a distraction from what was going on. And again, I wasn't part of the decision. I wasn't part of the referral.
Well, then there.
I recused myself right from the beginning.
Okay.
But there, you know, it is a big deal what they're working on right now.
Yes, it is.
In New London. And that really has to be accomplished. And I hope it will be.
All right. Well, thank you for addressing that. We appreciate it. Now, I go to a couple of places in Old Lyme, so I know the best restaurant, some of the good restaurants there. Well, there's a couple of places on right across from the shopping center that I'll go every once in a while. Well, the one place, the Hideaway is the name of the place.
Hideaway
is a good place. Hideaway is a good place. But when the Riemsnyders go out for a bite to eat in Old Lyme, where do you go? Because we like recommendations.
This is tough.
I've been to the Hideaway. I love La Mia Pizza. Pizza Plus. I don't want to give the impression that we go out a lot.
No.
I have a busy job.
You're a homebody.
And we definitely like restaurants. Old Lyme Inn is absolutely fabulous. If you haven't been there to have Wednesday nights, men on the patio entertaining, it really is a wonderful, lovely evening. And they have specials that make it just wonderful. You're right on Lyme Street. If it's a chilly night, they have fires going.
Ooh.
Really a lot of fun.
Perfect.
And of course, the Bee and Thistle.
Right.
That's all nice
textbook.
Place.
Textbook, exactly.
Would you let us move into your town?
Absolutely.
Do you want two circus performers in there? I don't know.
Well, I'm only a 5 minute ride away, so it's not that difficult for me.
If you can't move in, you can always come in.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Monty, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. Have yourself a great last weekend of what's really summer. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
I mean, it does.
And you know, there's a lot of people. For a lot of people, summer's over already.
Oh yeah.
Well, because kids go back to school this week. A lot of kids go back to school this week. So. And it didn't feel like summer this morning, even though you liked it at 55 degrees.
Well, I did. I thought it was, that's why I go to Colorado in the summer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.